military veterans, and active duty service members. You could become a certified cyber warrior with just 12 weeks of training at My Computer Career. Cybersecurity specialists are in high demand, and IT pros with these skills often enjoy abundant opportunity and a great lifestyle. Protect our people, liberty, and treasured institutions from cyber threats. SkillBridge and other VA benefits are available to those who qualify. Learn more at mycomputercareer.edu/CWP. That's mycomputercareer.edu/CWP.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Hi friends, welcome back to The Sesh. I'm Kendall Ray.
And I'm Janelle. Thanks for joining us for another episode. Hopefully you're having a wonderful day or night or whenever you're watching or listening.
Yeah, when do you listen? Comment below.
Ooh, good idea, yeah. Do you guys like listen at a specific time? Because sometimes I'll wait to like rack up a bunch of like good videos or podcasts to listen to or watch until I know exactly like I have this date and time in my mind where I'm like, I'm going to be doing laundry, I'm going to be doing this. And so I'm like, oh, let me savor all my videos until then.
Yes, I add them like all to a playlist or I'll just download them because I have YouTube Premium.
Oh, you fancy with no ads.
I feel like you have to have YouTube Premium if you're a YouTuber. Honestly, they should give us a free account.
I was always wondering
why don't they get a free account?
I remember when YouTube, what is it, TV or whatever it's called came out, YouTube TV came out. I asked you, I was like, so do you, how is it? Like, do you get to try it out for free? And you were like, No.
I don't get anything. That's the thing people don't understand about YouTube. Well, I guess some people understand this because they've probably heard other creators talking about it. But YouTube like does not communicate well or like really like treat us like employees at all, even though we totally are. They take like 55% or something of our revenue.
Yeah.
But I have no contact at YouTube to this day. Like I like will sometimes get to DM with them on Twitter, but then they unfollow me and I'm not allowed to message them anymore.
They're terrible on Twitter.
It's wild. It is wild.
You're always like, hi, can I get an answer for this, that, and the other? And they're like, hello, DM us. Or like, you'll just see any, cause I follow the YouTube account. So I'll see random creators being like, hi, you randomly deleted my channel for no reason. Can you please help me? And they're like, hello, please DM us. And we'll try to get back to you in the next year.
It's really bad, the communication. And you'd think that like the more subscribers you get or the more your channel grows, you'd like get better.
Although I feel like they have favorites because I feel like they've got channels that they do communicate with. Or like, you know, I heard someone's talking about how they like had a problem and they tweeted at them at YouTube and then immediately they were like, oh my God, I'm so sorry.
That
like,
is wow. So true. And I always see other YouTubers getting like Christmas gifts from them.
Yeah.
Like, I'm like, what the fuck? You guys can't even answer my DMs. Apparently 2 million subscribers is not enough for YouTube to even acknowledge I exist. God. I feel like I'm on the shit list. I mean, I talk a lot of shit. Hey, I'm talking shit now, so... Can't really complain too much, right? They probably hate me.
The sesh when we started was getting flagged like all the time. I constantly was having to put our episodes through the like review process.
I'm on the shit list. I've talked about a lot of conspiracies and stuff.
I'm like, even on the sesh though, like back, like we haven't really said anything. We haven't said shit.
YouTube watch list.
Yeah, you are. They're like, oh, Kendall Ray made another podcast. Put it on the red. Put it on the naughty list quick.
The naughty list. I'm definitely
on
the naughty list.
You're definitely sus.
The sus list.
You're definitely sus.
Anyway, I don't know how we got on this topic, but today we are going to be doing kind of, well, we wanted to break out our Easy Bake Oven today, and I'm real sad because Josh, it seems, threw out our little mini tray. He thought it was a disposable tray and just chucked it. So
somehow
we do
not
have
in this studio anymore.
Yeah, very sad. So I have to order a new one, and that's going to take some time, but that's fine. But we still wanted to tell some stories today because normally we do like stories and we have our little easy bake and do our easy bake sesh. But we wanted to, one of our most requested topics is to talk about relationships and kind of growing up, our experiences growing up. You guys always want stories, funny stories, relatable stories. Mm-hmm. And we have plenty of that, I feel like, when it comes to boy advice and relationships.
Definitely.
I mean, I feel like it's... some of the funniest stories come out of middle school years.
Totally.
So we're going to be looking at going over our middle school relationships today, mm-hmm. our first kisses, mm-hmm. Our first makeout sesh, yes. as Janelle said.
Makeout sesh, first hugs.
I'll have to recall that. I don't know when my first makeout sesh was exactly.
I have it clear in my mind.
It was all a blur to me.
It was all a big cringy blur.
Yeah, for real. So yeah, we have some stories and yeah, we thought maybe we'd even follow this up sometime with some of your first kiss mm-hmm. stories because I feel like first kiss stories are always They're so funny.
They're hilarious.
Because everyone can relate to how, I mean, I feel like I've never met anyone whose their first kiss was just like perfect.
No, it's always terrible. I feel like it's always cringy and weird and like unexpected or like it's been dragging on for so long and then you finally do it and you're like, oh, okay.
So overhyped in
so
our heads.
So overhyped.
Oh my gosh, the drama over my first kiss. Man, that was some shit.
I'm so excited to hear about it.
Yeah.
It's going to be excited to tell you.
It's really funny. I love middle school stories. I just love reminiscing on the old days. It's fun.
But yeah, let us know if this is something you want to continue like watching for us, because we would definitely cover high school as well and like get more into our like more serious relationships and all that. We got some good shit to tell you guys, but we figured we'd keep it to the middle school era now because it's pretty hilarious.
It's an era.
It really is an era, honestly. Like middle school is such a fucking weird time.
It is. Well, it's such a transformative time.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like everyone.
It is because but it's like the weirdest time because you're a kid, but then you're also trying not to be, but you also can't be an adult at all. It's such a, and you like don't know who you are and you're like trying to fit in and other people are feeling awkward too. It's such a weird time.
Yeah, it definitely is. Of course, if you're listening, you might hear some little sounds in the background. We are going to be coloring today. Sometimes you can hear our markers, which some people are commenting on like that they like that sound.
Oh yeah, ASMR. I love that sound. Ooh, love that.
Yes. So yeah, I'm actually using my coloring book, which you can still get on Amazon. I have to do a little self promo here.
Oh yeah.
We'll link it below. I've had this out for a couple years, but I love it because it's huge and there's all these pages, like blank spots after the coloring pages so that they can bleed through, you know, without messing up other pages.
Yeah, which I love because most other things don't have that.
I know. Products. And we like using markers. We both love using markers.
Mm-hmm. And gel pens, which are also very leaky.
Yes. So yeah, love it. Link that below. But yeah, so...
Are you ready to get started?
I am.
All right. Well, before we do, we want to thank our sponsors, Athena Club Apostrophe and Magic Spoon. We'll talk about them more in a bit here. But let's get started back at the beginning of our love stories.
Yes. Beginning of the love stories.
Yours started in elementary for you.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Well,
so
actually,
dig into that.
Yeah. I felt like we could not do a whole episode on elementary boys because
I actually didn't have any.
I had a lot of crushes and stuff. I'm surprised you didn't have any.
Tons of crushes.
I mean,
people
no one
I would
was
give
like,
extra candy to during Valentine's Day and would get jealous when they would not reciprocate and would give it to the popular girls instead. Yes. Story.
Yes. Well,
crushes. Yes.
Yeah. Crushes. I mean, none of them were like official boyfriends.
No. But none of them ever knew. It wasn't like a thing that I had a crush on them and ever like the school knew or anything. Like it was very secretive, but I had many crushes.
I had this little kind of boyfriend in first grade and kindergarten. My mom used to bring me over to his house to play.
Oh, yeah. That's cute.
Yep.
I had a crush on a guy named Mark who my parents always thought was like hilarious because my dad's name is Mark. So they're like, oh, well, your first crush is your dad's name. I was like, what?
That's so funny.
But yeah, I mean, I didn't really have a ton of boys in elementary school, but you have a wonderful story.
I feel like I was always like interested in boys from a really young age. Like I always thought about marriage and everything like when I was really, really young.
Yeah.
But there was this one guy that I had such a crush on in fifth grade when I first transferred schools. And this guy was like, it's so funny because he was really quiet. He wasn't like the first guy that you'd think of as like to have a crush on, you know?
Yeah.
But I like loved this guy and I never talked to him, but he was like really, really, really smart. And I was always afraid to talk to him because I was in like the special ed classes and he was in GT and everything. He ended up just getting like going to a higher grade. Like they promoted
skipping.
Him.
They have him skip a grade.
Yeah. He skipped and left us all. So
damn.
This only lasted a little while, but I had a big crush on this guy and it was so funny. This story I just had to tell because one time I used to pretend that he was my boyfriend and like tell my two friends that would always come over that I had this boyfriend at school because none of them went to my school. So I was like, oh, they don't know the truth.
Right.
But I was like, yeah, he's my boyfriend. Like we hold hands on that, you know, on the playground and stuff. It's really serious. So then one time my friend came over and she like didn't believe that I had a boyfriend. of course, because this friend I had, like, you can see her being like that, I'm sure. She was like, of course, questioning me and being like, huh, you don't have a boyfriend.
I know literally, I know exactly what you're saying. Yeah. That's really funny.
So this was hilarious. I had this little journal in my desk in my room. And one day before she came over, I took a page out of it and in pink highlighter, I wrote a note from him to me.
Yes.
And I was like, dear Kendall, my girlfriend, I love you so much. Like, just went on and on and wrote this whole page out in pink highlighter, ripped it out of my own journal. And then I showed it to my friend and she was like, and right away she was sus. I think she was sus of the pink highlighter too. She was like, why would a boy use this? Not that he can't.
Right. No, of course, back then it's like, oh, they can't use the pink
highlighter. Like, back then, of course, So she was like instantly like, what the hell, Kendall? There's no way you have a boyfriend. And she started looking through my desk and she found my journal. And right in front of me, put the page back into the journal and was like, look, you do not have a boyfriend. You wrote this to yourself.
Dude, that's the craziest. I'm so embarrassed. Did you just want to like die?
Yes.
Like, I would have wanted to just die.
I literally am getting embarrassment now. I wanted to just sink into the ground. I was so humiliated. Like, oh my God. It was so obvious too.
That's the funniest.
I don't know
shit
what
ever.
I thought I was getting away with, but yeah. So I made that up. She called me out for that. So
what'd
that
you
was,
say?
I was just like, I don't even remember. I feel like I blacked out after that. I don't even know. I don't know what I said for myself. I did not try to play it off. Like, there was no playing it off. She was like, you wrote this right before you came. Here's the pen. Here's the paper.
Oh, my God.
I was full busted.
You should be like, oh, LOL, I was pranking you.
I know.
You fell for my joke.
No, I wasn't that smart on my toes.
Oh, my God.
I probably was, like, spazzing inside. I was like, oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Dude, that is the funniest thing.
It was so funny. But yeah, I never even talked to him. And then he like went to middle school before I even finished fifth grade.
Just the fact that you, I know, you tried to like play it off like he wrote the note is amazing.
I know. I had her going for like 5-10 minutes. God. Before she caught on.
That's incredible.
But the desk was right there. Like, I didn't even hide the evidence, dude.
Yeah, I was going to say, why don't you at least write it?
Before, didn't think about it.
Maybe not in your journal.
Maybe not with pink highlighter, maybe, but, you know.
Oh, my God. That's so funny to me.
I know.
Oh, imagine if he figured that out. He's like,
oh I know.
This is what you're doing?
Okay. I'm sure he doesn't have any idea who I am.
No.
I'm sure he didn't at the time either. I was, like, barely in the classroom because I was in special ed all the time, and he was always in GT. So maybe we, like, never saw each other.
And you just, like, happened to lay eyes on him.
I just thought he was hot. Like, he was, like, really tall and, like, I don't know. He's kind of got, like, the Peter Parker, like, nerd vibes going on. And
oh,
I was, like, into him.
Hell yeah.
I was into him. So, yeah, that was kind of, like, my first, well, not my first boyfriend.
First crush?
First pretend
boyfriend.
Was
that, like, your first crush, you would say?
No, the other guy probably
before that. Right.
Yeah, this was the, I just thought that story was so funny. I can't believe
I love that story so much. What a great time. Well, okay, now we should go into middle school where it gets real jutesy.
Yes.
Okay, I guess I'll start with my story about my first boyfriend. So, yeah, in elementary school, like, I never really talked to them. Like, I didn't really, like, interact with them that much. They never, like, I didn't know anyone who had a crush on me. Like, I'd never heard of anyone, you know, liking me like that or anything. And so, come sixth grade, there was this kid that didn't go to my elementary school. So like, I didn't know him from previously, but word got around that he had a crush on me. And I was like, oh my God, someone has a crush on me. Like, I was very stunned and immediately was like, well, I guess I have a crush on him too then. And so for months, we didn't even like talk to each other. And it was like the typical, like the friends going back and forth and like, oh, she says that she likes you too. Oh, okay, we'll tell her this and blah, 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 blah. And so we would like, you know, talk vicariously through our friends and stuff. And then one day, I'll never forget this. We were walking to the bus. It was like after school, we were walking to the bus stop to catch
a
ride home.
Way to the bus.
Always. And again, mind you, still haven't actually talked to him. And it's been like probably a month now. Still haven't actually said a word to him. But I somehow caught up the courage to like, I was like kind of low-key stalking him going out of school. So I could like walk behind him and like catch up with him randomly.
Oh yeah, I've pulled that move.
Yeah, of course.
For sure.
And then I like was walking behind him and I think he figured it out that I was walking behind him. And then I like kind of caught up to him and I was like, so you want my number? And he was like, yeah.
That's pretty ballsy.
At that point, I was like so desperate to like get a move. I was like, okay, this, like, we gotta actually talk. So I was like, this kid has,
get my number.
I was like, this kid has no guts. So I'll grow a pair of guts for a second and be like,
grow a pair of guts.
Grow a pair of balls, get some guts. And so we got each other's number. And then I somehow like wrote down the wrong number that he gave me and texted the wrong number. But luckily an hour later he texted me. And so then we had each other's numbers. But then we just like texted.
And this was in sixth grade?
Sixth grade.
Wow, you guys both had cell phones. Damn.
Yeah, I had a cell phone when I was in third grade.
Oh yeah. Cause your parents, my parents were divorced.
They were like, we need to keep a hold of you. But yeah, I was pretty young. But anyway, so we were texting like all the day, every day, just like flirting about random stuff, but still like not talking in person. Like we'd get to school and we'd act like we wouldn't know each other.
Yeah,
like,
of course.
We'd like look at each other weird in the hall and then we would like get home and then like talk all night. I was like, God.
Did you use IM or you didn't need it?
Oh, wait, I didn't need it, but I did also use that for like other boys. That's the other story. Like when I got my phone taken away for grades and shit, I would like find ways to still talk to boys online. Oh, that's so funny. But we didn't like talk in person for like I don't know. It felt like a long time. And then finally my friends were like, okay, you guys should start like talking, you know, in during recess and stuff. So we would like go up to each other and like talk about random crap or like walk off together and like flirt for 5 minutes and be like, oh my God, so cute. But then we were like, okay, well, we should like hug because that's what you do when you like someone, you hug. So, but I was extremely shy and very prude and very scared. So I had to get up the confidence for like months, dude.
Oh, yeah.
Months. My friends had to convince me and like we had to set up this. Oh my God. You know what? I might as well just get into it right now. We had this little like neighborhood park in my neighborhood and it was just like a field of grass or whatever. And I'll never forget, my best friend was texting my boyfriend at the time and we were like, oh, we got to meet up at this park so that you guys can hug. And so finally we met up and we were standing there like looking at each other.
And did the friends go too?
Yeah. Oh yeah. The friends were there and like standing like, you know, like 10 feet away, like being like,
why is that such a thing?
Why is it such a thing?
That's how my friends were too. They really? Were obsessed with making sure me and my little boyfriend at the time hugged or kissed or did anything.
Oh, I should probably give this guy a name, by the way. I'm not going to share his real name, but we're calling him Harold.
Nice.
Starts with an H. So we're calling him Harold. Yes. Harold and I, we met up at the park. But yeah, all of our friends were there. And they were all just like, hug. Okay, do it now. Okay, do it now. And I was like so embarrassed and like, it was like, oh my God, this is so cringy. Like, what the hell is going on? And finally, my friend, I literally think came up to me and like pushed my back, like pushed me like kind of into him. And I was just like forced to kind of give him a hug at that point.
God.
And we hugged for like a second. And then like, I was like, oh my God, that was too much. So I was like, okay, well, that was enough for today. So we like left and went our separate ways for the day. But I remember that whole day I was like, finally, like I hugged him. Me and my boyfriend were hugging. Like, yeah.
Oh yeah. It's like a huge accomplishment. It's like
oh my God. I felt so proud of myself.
I don't know why it's like so hard to do that at first. Like, gosh, I went back and forth for so long before hugging, kissing, like everything is just like took me like years with the same boy.
Yeah.
Like just we were so nervous. We just like barely even looked at each other for the longest time. It took forever to do anything.
Yes. Just like having the fact that the acknowledgement that you both have a crush on each other is like such a big deal. Like, oh, it's out in the open. They like me and I like them. Oh my God. Oh my God.
Yeah. Just getting past that.
Oh,
for
funny.
Sure. Yeah. I first started dating this other boy when I went into middle school. And we like knew each other in elementary school too because we carpooled together. That's how I met him when I changed schools. And yeah, he's like such a chill, he was a little Taurus. So we were like very much on the same vibe. Like he's still a really nice guy.
Mm-hmm.
And our families were really close. So it was like convenient to be boyfriend and girlfriend
because
we were like together all the time. Our parents would like party together and stuff in our neighborhood.
Oh yeah.
So yeah, I remember we started like officially dating in middle school. There was a big Halloween dance at our elementary school
sixth grade?
Yep, sixth grade.
Oh,
and
God.
It started, the Halloween dance was like at like 4 o'clock in the, like it was still bright outside.
course,
it was like 2 hours after school.
Right.
Yeah. But that was like a big deal because he asked me that. And then I was like, oh, does this mean we're officially dating? Like I remember he got on AIM. It was our big thing to get on AIM. Like every day after school, it's like log on to AIM, get on AIM. We'd like talk on the bus, be like, oh, or write a little note to each other like, okay, log on right after school. I've got to talk to you about something.
Ooh.
But yeah, we like talked about how, okay, well, if we are going to the dance, that means we're officially boyfriend and girlfriend. And I was like, is that the case? And he was like, yes, that is the case.
Hell
I was like,
yeah,
wow,
that is the case.
Big deal. Big deal. So yeah, I remember at the dance I showed up and I was like so excited, so nervous, like got ready after school in the bathroom. It's a big deal. And we probably saw each other for maybe a minute during the whole thing. We definitely did not dance. There was no dancing anywhere near each other.
There was
it was like
awkward flirting for a second.
Like kind of like passed each other by. We're like,
laughing with your friends. Like,
yes. I was with my friends. He was with his friends. I remember for like the whole first hour, I couldn't even find him. And I was like really upset. He was like off with his friends in the haunted house or something.
Oh my God. That's so funny. You always like in your head play it up like it's in the movie is going to be like, will you join this dance with me? Yes, I will. And we'll like romantically dance and it won't be awkward at all. Like,
oh yeah, I thought it was going to be like that. Of course, like the night before you're like in your bed, right. You're like, it's going to go like this. It's going to be like this.
You're playing
it's going to be like this.
And it's
but
not.
It's never like how you thought. Oh. Yeah. Oh my gosh. My little middle school relationship was so filled with just awkward moments, but I feel like it's kind of like, it's hilarious that we went through these things together.
Yeah.
Like in middle school it'd be great to talk to these guys now is what I'm saying. And be like, do you remember how weird that
I
was?
I know. Dude, I've literally thought, I'm sure you have too, like, what if they listen to this podcast? Because it's not hard to figure out who's who.
That's
like, I'm
true.
Sure they're going to be like, oh, yeah, I remember all of that. And I always think like, oh my gosh, is it as awkward for them as in like their heads as it is for me?
Yeah, I'm going to call my dude Narold. Since you're doing Harold, I'll do Narold.
Oh my God, amazing.
Narold was a great guy. Great dude. He actually came to our wedding. Yeah, you've met him. He's like family friend. So
he's a nice guy for sure.
Great guy to like to have gone through all these things first together. I feel like it made us best friends. We're like forever bonded in that way, you know?
Yeah.
It's just so you go through all these like weird moments. I mean, first kiss and stuff, that's so awkward.
Oh my God.
Everything with us was awkward. Oh my God. Going to the movie theater, like the first time he asked me to the movie theater, I remember we were passing notes back and forth in my basement. We had like, we were together in our basement and I had a little notepad in another room and we kept like going back into the room and like he would write like, do you want to go to the movies? And I was like, with who? And he goes, just us. And I'll never forget when I saw just us, I was like, it's on.
You're like, I have a boner.
Yeah. No, I was like, oh, it's movie time. Like, maybe I'll get a first kiss. Maybe you know, the arm around the shoulder, which that was like such a big thing.
Oh, yeah. Even,
I remember he would do like the stretch and try to mm-hmm. almost put his arm around me, but then he would like get scared and retreat. And I'd be like, please do it.
He's like, hurry up.
Oh, it was like always, it took a long time to get him to do a lot of things, but I was nervous too. And it's like, it sucks that it's always it's on the guy.
Oh, it's
there's so
stupid.
Much pressure.
Yeah.
And then my friends were brutal to him.
Right?
My friends were brutal.
Yeah, your friends.
To Narold. Okay.
Poor Narold.
Seriously, they were like, you need to kiss her. They would like write him these aggressive text messages and like, or notes just through the hallways.
Again, why do our friends care? Like, and I remember doing that to my friends.
Like, tonight's the night. If you don't do it this weekend,
it'll never happen.
Exactly. It was so stressful by the time that we actually did. Like, I remember, God, our first kiss was, quite the experience. Oh, my God. Well, it went on for, like, years of just, like, going back and forth. Like, will it happen? Is it, you know,
mm-hmm.
we talk about it all the time. Or, like, he would tell my friends, like, I'm definitely going to do it. Be like, this is the weekend. And I remember there was like so many times that it didn't happen. And it was always like this big disappointment. Like this went on for like probably a year.
I was there during one of the times when you were supposed to have your kiss. I was with one of your friends who her name starts with an S. I don't know if you like would know who that is, but anyway, it doesn't really matter. I was with her and there was that one where it was like supposed to be the night where you guys kissed and you guys like went off in your neighborhood together. And me and her were just sitting in your lawn like, do you think it's happening?
Oh my
and then
God.
It came back and hadn't happened yet. And I remember she was like, damn it.
Oh, yeah. They were like invested, all of my friends. Yeah. Yeah. It was a big thing. That was always our thing. It was like we'd like walk each other home. So we'd like walk through the neighborhood because we live in the same neighborhood. Yeah. So I'd like walk him halfway to his house. And yeah, I'd always be like waiting for the moment. And it like never happened so
it
many times.
Sucks that it's like you said, like why do the guys have to do it?
I know. God. It was a lot of pressure on him. I feel like that it was totally eating him alive. The stress.
Oh,
I just can't imagine. Like he was like so scared.
Ugh. The build up to first kiss is terrifying.
I know. When it
did
really
it
is.
Okay, so when did it finally happen for you?
So we were. I remember he was going on some like retreat thing with like another friend and he told all my friends, I'm going to kiss her this weekend before I leave for the retreat. This like church thing, I think he was going to.
Okay.
And we were in my basement. And
wait, when was this?
This was like the end of seventh grade, I want to say.
Okay.
It could have been eighth grade. It could have been. I honestly don't remember how long it took. It was so long. It's all a blur now.
I know. In your head, it feels like yours.
I know. But it was. I don't know. Anyway, I just remember we were down in my basement, like watching a movie. He had like his arm around my shoulder and everything. I was like, oh, perfect timing. It's definitely going to happen.
Yeah.
And then he didn't. He's like, I gotta go. And he like started, he ran up the stairs out of my house because my garage kind of like, you open the garage door, and there was a flight of stairs right to the basement. So he just like took off. And I was like, damn it. And then I like got up and I had this phone downstairs that was like covered in stickers. Do you remember? It was like my phone. Yep. It was a landline.
Yep.
But I didn't have a cell phone at the time. So I like picked it up to start calling one of my friends to tell her that he didn't do it.
Damn it.
And then all of a sudden he just came flying back in the house, came back in the stairs, like whipped open the garage door, ran down the stairs, just grabbed my face, like kind of positioned me and then kissed me and was like, I love you. And just ran out. And then we didn't talk like all weekend.
How manly. Were you just like, oh,
I know. I was kind of shook. I was like, wow, I didn't think he had it in him. I was shook.
Good
I was shook.
For Narrow.
I know. I was damn like, Narrow, damn. And so
that's
I called
some good shit.
I called all my friends. And I think like five people came over that night and we like were all excited.
Talked about it and everything.
I was like, oh my gosh, now it's a real relationship.
Oh my God. Did you do it like again after, or did it take up guts to kiss again?
Yeah, well, none of my friends believed that it actually happened because none of them saw it. And of course, they're like, well, we want the evidence.
Oh, my God.
So one night I brought my two friends over and we like walked over to his house and it was like he was having dinner with his family. We like called him. We're like, come outside. And he like, just came out in front of his house in the cul-de-sac. And I just like literally grabbed his face, turned it to the side, kissed him.
Did the same thing.
And then walked away. Yeah. And I was like, see, I told you. It's just like typical medical shit.
Dude, that is
middle
so
school
amazing.
Shit. I know. It was, God. It brings back good memories though, like thinking about all this and like, God, it was just so funny and like exciting at that age to be.
So I was exciting.
Like,
I was
like,
so
first
excited.
Kind of getting your dipping your toes in love is
yes.
So exciting. It
oh
really
my God.
Is.
I was so excited after I got my freaking first kiss. It was grand.
Wait, so tell me about your first grand. Kiss.
Okay.
With Harold.
Harold. So Harold and I, it was sixth grade still, and we had been going out, as the kids say it, for probably a few months now. I don't know. We had been hugging. I think we even held hands by that point. Okay.
Oh,
it was
damn.
Getting real serious.
Harold holding the hands.
Yeah, Harold and hands with Harold. Okay. So anyways, he was over at my house because he always came to my house because I was like way too shy to ever go to his house. And like me, his parents gotta be too mortified. So he always came to my house. I was too afraid to like go on a date with him. I don't know. Like, didn't want to go in public, just wanted him to come over to my house and hang out. So he would come over and we'd like watch movies or whatever. And I'll never forget it that we had been like texting about it. And like, I gave him like a clear green flag. Like, I want you to kiss me, motherfucker. So it better happen soon. And we were at my house and we had been hanging out for like several hours and his mom was like on his way to pick him up. And he still hadn't done it yet. And I was like, God, like, he's really going to go home. Yeah. And I, like, I'm just another disappointed
that's
night.
The pressures. Mom wants him home.
Exactly.
Got to do the kiss before
well,
that.
She's on her way home. She's on her way to pick you up. So you got, like, literally 10 minutes.
Get your lips puckered. Let's go, bitch.
And we were, like, hanging out in my room and, like walking like in the hallway and like he still wouldn't do it. And we, like, kept getting close, but he wouldn't do it. And then finally his mom called and was like, hey, I'm outside. Come down. And we were sitting on my freaking stairs going like right there's like the first stair right on the upstairs. I'll never forget. We were just sitting there and we were like not saying anything. We were totally stalling. And then finally his mom was like, I could see his mom's car was sitting there like waiting. And out of nowhere, he just like pecked me and then ran the fuck out of my house.
That's what they do. They're like, I gotta get out of here as soon as this happens.
He literally was looking at me. I'll never forget. I was so shy. I did not think he was gonna do it. And then out of nowhere, just like right on the lips, and then just like flew the fuck down my stairs, out my house.
That's exactly what Narrow did. Booked it. I've never seen him run faster.
No, never. I was like, damn, you're very athletic. Ran the fuck out.
It was so funny. Oh,
and then
my
I remember
God.
Sitting there, I was like, oh, I like literally had an out of body experience. I was like, oh my God.
Yeah.
I'm no longer a kiss virgin anymore, whatever you want to like, wow, I had my first kiss.
It feels
like,
so weird to have a first kiss. Like,
it did.
You get such a strange feeling. It's like,
it was so weird. And I mean,
out
like,
of body.
I had to tell everybody. I was like, oh my God.
Oh yeah.
It's happening. It's happened. Got my first kiss.
It's happening.
I even remember texting you. I was like, hey, I just want to let you know. Cause you were like the cool older cousin that already had her first kiss. So I was like, I just want to let you know I got my first kiss. And you're like, good for you. And I was like, yeah.
So I said, good for you.
Yeah.
I don't even remember that.
Oh, I remember it. Cause I was like, I got to tell everyone. And
so
then of course
funny.
Like we texted right after and I was like, I'm so happy. And he was like, me too.
Like, oh my God, that's so
oh
funny.
We're so in love.
Yep. Yeah, I forgot one thing about Narold too.
Oh,
my friends were so brutal on him. This is really funny. But one time they were trying to get him to kiss me And we were like playing at my house and my dad's office, like with his computer backed up to the front, you know, front area.
Yep.
Like so we were in the front yard, just me and Narald, and my friends were inside and they had my dad's iTunes password somehow. And they like logged into our iTunes account and downloaded Kiss the Girl from The Little Mermaid.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
And they played it out they your did. Window.
They opened the window and they started blasting Kiss the Girl. And he,
that is so
and
horrifying.
He was about to do it. Honestly, that probably was about to be my first kiss.
No.
But then they played
it.
The music and it ruined
what
it.
Asshole. Oh my God. That's what so embarrassing. For
I know.
Him.
I feel so bad for him. And then he got upset and he ran home. Well, actually, so this guy, he was a G. He rode around on a unicycle, dude.
I know.
He literally, and then he
I have
like,
vivid memories of him riding his unicycle.
Right?
I'll never forget it.
And he'd constantly have to be balancing, so he'd be like just rolling back and forth. Like
sometimes he'd just trying to stay idle.
Yeah. Sometimes he'd be like idle. Yeah, I never saw him ride that unicycle so fast. He was so embarrassed when they played that song. And then I went inside and I was so mad at them. I was like, guys, what the fuck? And then I was really mad that they spent like 99 cents on the song on my dad's account. I was like, my dad's gonna be so mad.
Oh my God, that's so sad. Poor Narald.
I know. Honestly, my friends put him through some shit. Like thinking back to it, it was like, and I did too. Like I can't completely blame it on them. I was clearly telling them like, oh, I wish he would just kiss me. I wish he would do it. And then they were trying to make it happen for me.
God forbid the girl tries to make the move. Apparently,
I know. Apparently, yeah. I don't know why I didn't think I could, because I probably would have done it a lot sooner than he did, to be honest.
Honestly, though, yeah, that's kind of true.
Yeah.
Oh, God, first kisses. Yep, I'll never
forget it. When did you break up with Harold?
Harold and I, well, we had like on and off a lot. We would like break up, get back together, break up, get back together, break up. It was like annoying at times. And then we had I remember our first fight too. And this was like some psycho shit of me, you guys. Okay. What, you know, a little secret. I was a little nutty. Okay. So Harold didn't have the best of grades. And I remember he got in trouble a lot for his grades not being that good.
Ooh,
and I like couldn't like, sometimes he would get grounded and then like we couldn't hang out. And so I got annoyed with that, even though like I didn't even have that good of grades either. I was getting grounded too, but I don't know what the fuck was wrong with my little bitch ass. But I was getting really annoyed with Harold and his grades, and I took it upon myself to literally log into his grade like thing and check his grades.
How did you get his password?
Because he gave it to me like a dumbass. I don't know why.
He said, I need to check your power school.
I literally was like, let me in your power school so I can like actually see if we're going to be able to hang out or whatever. And he let me in.
Shut up.
Cindy's giving me the cringiest face. I know, it's fucking psycho
that
shit.
That is some psycho shit.
At sixth grade, psycho. And
that
I would
is.
Like go in and be like, oh my God, you have shitty grades, I'm not going to hang out. And then I called him and like ruined his ass. Oh my God.
If you're listening to this, Harold, I'm so sorry. It's fucking crazy shit.
Damn,
psycho.
His parents must have been really strict.
I don't even think they were. Like, I think I was trying to, because I was like, we gotta like hang out. And you gotta. I don't really remember, but I remember being a little crazy. So we'd like get in a fight.
I feel like a lot of girls go through that though. Like, I definitely would get mad at Narald if he went. He used to ski a lot, and I used to think he skied too much because he was always gone on the weekends, and I'd get pissed about it. So we're like always fighting if he had to like do.
He's like, babe, I'm going to the mountains. You're like, no, the fuck you're not. Not without a fight.
Oh my God. Yeah, I remember the winter months where it was harder for us because he would like be gone on
like
the things.
That seasonal depression, man.
Oh, and then, when he would go to camp, that would really destroy me.
Did he go for like a month at a time?
Yeah.
Like, oh no.
Oh my God, I'd get so upset.
Oh no.
I'd get so upset. Oh, and then I forgot all about this. One summer when he was at camp, I think it was summer going into eighth grade, he came back. And this is really foggy. I don't really remember what happened, but I think he like met another girl there or something. And he came back and he like told all my friends that he met another girl there. And then I was really upset about it because, of course, that whole summer I was
You're
like sending him all
him?
These notes.
Oh my
and
God.
Like, oh, I used to send him.
Narald, you fucking asshole.
I don't even know if he ended up like, I don't think he did anything with this girl. I think he just literally had a crush on this girl from camp.
Right.
But I remember while he was gone, his mom gave me like this account, like access to their little, like you could log on and write notes to each other and write letters. So they would give me some of their credits to write to him. So I'd write him these like long notes, and then he'd write me postcards and there was like, I am having fun. I am swimming. I miss you. Bye.
Gotta go.
So like, I would like write him love notes. I'd be like listening to lyrics of songs and like putting it in there and like, oh, so into it. Oh my
God, that was amazing.
And then he came home and I was like, this bitch cheated on me. So we broke up over that. I don't remember like how that went down. I think he broke up with me. But I don't really remember. Wow. So then there was like a period where we like weren't together.
Oh,
but we
no.
got back together during eighth grade.
My God.
Yeah. Yeah. It was quite the long relationship. We had all these little like first dates that year. Once we started in eighth grade, then we like took a little more seriously. Because then you're going into high school. You start to feel like.
True that. You're like, I gotta get my adult. Shit together. You're
exactly. Like,
I could be getting married next year for exactly. all I know. I'm just kidding. Oh, my God. That's so funny. Yeah. Well. Harold and I broke up pretty much, let's see, I'm trying to remember exactly. We broke up, I think, at the end of sixth grade, maybe beginning of seventh grade.
Okay.
And yeah, I don't remember exactly like the exact breakup because we kind of like broke up and got back together and this and that. And it didn't end that great. Like we kind of like, we were pretty like rude to each other and immature, and I remember he said screw you to me once and it like was like the worst thing on earth, and I was like, oh my God.
Yeah, that's tough words at that age. Someone said that to me at that age too, and yeah, I never forgot.
No, I never. And I actually didn't even know like what it, I didn't know it meant like fuck you, so I was like, I just knew it wasn't nice. But then I like remember showing it to my parents and they got pissed. They were like, that's not okay. And I was like, please don't say anything. I don't need to be more embarrassed than I already am.
Seriously,
like please God,
don't get involved.
I remember my dad, because my dad's not normally one to be like this. Like, he's not that type of dad that's like, I'm gonna sit there with a shotgun at the front door and like my little girl. Like, he's not like that. But I remember he saw that and he was so mad. He wanted to call his parents. I remember begging. I was like, please do not do that. Like, I will just suffer. It's fine. And so we kind of broke up and kind of went our separate ways. And seventh and eighth grade, I had three other little boy toys. Well, mostly just two. One, I just had kind of, we had a crush on each other, but my next real BF started in seventh grade, and his name, I'm calling him Harold.
Harold.
We're going with the Harolds. Okay, but his name started with a P.
This is the Harold era.
Yeah, it is. So Harold and I, God, I don't actually remember how we met specifically, but we started hanging out in seventh grade at the beginning, and he was like a little bit cooler than I feel like. Like, he was a little, I mean, he wasn't like straight up popular, but he was like cooler. Like, he had some friends in the popular group. And I was like, not that really. So yeah. I thought it was fucking sweet that I was like dating someone that was like a little cooler than me.
Yeah.
And let's see, he and I, again, we like, oh wait, no, I think we did go on a few dates. I think we went to like the mall.
Cause that's
by seventh grade, we were like, yeah, I was like more comfortable leaving. So I would like go to the mall and like walk around. You know how you'd spend like 5 hours at the mall?
Yeah.
I would rather die than spend 5 hours at the mall now.
I know. I spent more time in the mall in middle school than I probably have in my entire adult existence.
100%.
Normally I'm in there for like an hour or less if there. I have to go.
But that was like the spot to hang out.
No, it was for a long time. Oh, totally.
It was so fun. Mm-hmm. We would like get our dads to drop us off and then
have coffee. I remember being I was around the age I started having like Starbucks lattes and fraps.
Ooh,
and
yep. 100%.
Feeling very adult in those days. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yep. Walking around, I would like go and because then you could like, it was just cool to be able to have your own money and buy your own shit. Yep. Like, even if it was a Frappuccino, it was like, oh, look at me. I'm buying it with my own wallet and my own money. And my, like, you're walking around, you're by yourself.
Yes.
And you're like, Dad, come and get me later. I'm busy.
Yeah.
I've got my coffee.
Like, oh my God. I used to get my like white chocolate mocha lattes iced.
Ooh.
I remember I got a Venti one time and I dropped the entire thing in American Eagle in front of Narold. It was very embarrassing right in front of Narold.
Oh, no.
The ice was on the shirts, like, everywhere. And the employee was real pissed. He was like, get the fuck out.
He's like, these stupid middle schoolers. Oh, I loved going to the mall.
Oh, yeah.
Harold and I loved going to the mall. I think we also went to some movies here and there. I'm trying to think what else. Yeah, we never kissed, though, I don't think, which was a little weird.
Oh.
I don't think, I'm trying to remember. I don't remember ever locking lips with Harold.
Damn, Harold missed out on those luscious lips.
Harold really missed out. But Harold and I were like kind of short-lived. We were just like for a few months type of thing.
Yeah.
And then I met, well, actually, no, he, so actually I've known this kid who I'm about to talk about for like pretty much my whole life. Our parents are good friends. And his name is Harold with an E. Okay. Harold, so we have Harold, Perold, and Harold.
Okay.
And Harold and I, like I said, we've been friends for pretty much our whole lives, but in seventh grade, we went on a cruise together and we fell in love.
A cruise together?
Yeah, because our families were like family friends.
Damn.
So we...
You guys went cruising?
Yeah, that's how we like got our love started. Shit. It was on a cruise boat. I know.
Oh, I had a cruise romance too. Why is there a fucking bug in here? What is this shit?
Yeah, I'm like, excuse me, it's not the summer. You need to leave.
Sorry. Yeah, exactly. It's January. We're still dealing with
fucking
this.
Fucking bitch. Anyways, yeah, we were on a cruise together and we became like really, 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 really tight there. And then we were like, let's take this a little bit further. So we started dating.
Oh, spicy.
And it was serious because he came and flew out to Denver because he lived in California. And he was like an actor. And so I was like, yeah, I'm dating an actor from LA.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, big doings. And so he
remember like, this whole stage. So funny.
He flew out to Denver and like met my friends. And I flew out to L.A. in seventh grade.
Yep,
and
I remember that. That was a big deal.
That was a big deal
that
for me.
Was.
Yep.
And you guys were like really into scary movies.
Yeah, we were really into scary movies. We like loved watching scary movies together and like cuddling up. Being like, oh, my God, protect me.
I watched a few scary movies with Harold too, because I was like, you know, it gives you an excuse.
It's literally an excuse. Make him terrified. Yeah, help me. Oh my God. But yeah, I went there and it wasn't that weird because again, like I had known his family, his parents, and my parents were like really good friends. So like they trusted, you know, their family and it wasn't like anything too crazy. But I remember thinking it was a pretty big deal still, like going out to see my boyfriend, flying out to see my BF.
Oh yeah.
And that is when the first makeout occurred. Ladies and gentlemen, I'll never forget it. We were in his room and he had a pet snake. We were like playing with the pet snake. And then he was just like hanging out on the bed. Like the pet snake was just like on the bed next to us. And we were just like hanging out. And then all of a sudden he just came at me.
Full blazing.
Full
like
blazing.
A snake.
Like a snake. No, he literally had his tongue out. Like I literally was like, like a snake. And I was like, okay.
Oh my God.
I was like, all right. And we did it for like a second. And I remember I was like, that was the weirdest fucking sensation I've ever had in my
life.
It's
like gross at first.
It was like, yeah.
Touching their tongues. It's like, hey.
I was like.
Yeah. It's a little weird at first.
Because it's like in your head, you don't know what to expect, right? You have like built up and you're like, okay, what's going to happen?
Yeah.
And it finally did. And I remember it was like similar to the first kiss in the sense that it's fucking awkward.
Yeah.
And it's never as good as you like want it to be.
Yeah. You're both like experimenting.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, God. But yeah.
Damn. I don't even remember my first makeout.
No?
No. I do remember, though, we almost broke up, me and Harold, towards the end of eighth grade because I went on a cruise. That just reminded me your little cruise story. I went on a cruise with the other side of my family, my other cousins. Mm-hmm. And I met this boy on there. I guess I could call him Harold, too. Oh. His name started with a P, so
perfect.
Yeah, Harold.
Harold.
Yeah, he was an Italian stallion, as he described himself. his like username was literally Italian Stallion.
Shut up! And what grade was this?
Eighth grade. Oh, and I love this guy. He's from Chicago, and he played hockey.
Oh,
and I thought
he
was super hot, and he like called me Bubbaloo, which I was like, "What the fuck does that mean?" But I'm fascinated.
You're like, I'm into it. I'll be your Bubbaloo.
Oh, I was into him, but I felt like I was cheating on little Harold.
Oh,
I was
my
like,
God.
Oh no! But Harold here is really great.
Yeah.
But then I quickly realized it wasn't going to work out with Harold. But for a while, I had two boyfriends because I told Harold that he was my boyfriend, but Harold was also my boyfriend.
Did Harold not know about?
I don't think Harold ever knew.
Oh, shady shit.
I know. It was kind of shady. Damn. It was a little shady. But then I realized, you know what? It's not going to work out with Harold. And he started like dating other girls. And we just kind of ended that up. Yep. And God. Then Harold never knew. Harold never knew. We went on for the summer. And we had a real hot summer before high school started,
baby.
Oh,
we got big hot girl summer.
Oh, it was hot girl summer for sure. Because we had a neighborhood camping trip.
Oh, yeah.
And that's when it went down. That's when the makeout happened.
I'm shocked that your parents like were like down for you and Harold to go to a camping trip by yourself.
Well, we slept in a big tent with like a bunch of kids in it.
Oh, okay.
So they're like, they're not going to do anything if there's other kids are there.
LOL. But has that ever stopped kids before?
We waited till everyone else fell asleep.
That's right.
Honestly, I'm sure my parents like weren't wild about it. I don't think they wanted.
Yeah.
But like, I remember they lined the girls up. So we were like sardines. And then the boys were like in the opposite direction, laying above our heads, like lined up. So we weren't like all, but we were in this like big tent. Honestly, is a little questionable. I don't know if I would let my middle schooler do it, but hey, it was fun.
Hey, you got,
but yeah,
you
that was the night. We made out, you know, touched tongues. That was a little wild. I remember that being like, what the fuck?
Wild.
It is weird. The first
time.
I'm like,
oh, that's what a tongue feels like. Weird.
Yep. I know. Yeah. That was strange. And then, oh yeah. Narelle did a little feel up skis. Kind of, but guys, it was just between the ladies.
That is the,
it was almost like just touching my sternum.
That's funny.
Like he just had, it was like almost my upper chest. And I just remember his hand being there though was like wild.
Wild.
And it was cause we like were laying in like our little sardine position. I was like with a bunch of girls. And so it was like, my head was like one way. And then he was like laying the opposite way. So it was, our heads were like at each other's heads. So we were able to like,
Oh my God.
That was real fun. And then we went into high school and we broke up like pretty much right after that.
That is right after all the fun started.
Yeah.
Ooh.
But then we got to high school and we were like, I think we just like wanted to, I mean, we were together. We seriously were together. Like if you count the relationship as like, well, my boyfriend, like it was not that serious or anything, but we were together for 3 years. Like we built up a real friendship and we felt, I think we both were like, are we just gonna like continue this all of high school?
Right.
So yeah, once high school started and there was so many other people and things, we just naturally grew apart. And it was kind of like that nothing happened or
there wasn't like a full like breakup heartbreak.
I think, I don't remember if he broke up. I feel like I was gonna break up with him and he heard about it. So he broke up with me first, but I was like happy and it was like one of those things. But then, we kind of like avoided each other most of high school.
I was going to say, did you stay in, like, so you didn't really like stay in touch? Cause then it gets kind of awkward.
It did. It got awkward in high school. We definitely like would avoid talking to each other.
Yeah.
Which is so stupid. We could have been like, I'm sure would have been great friends like all through high school. But then, he came to my wedding and I've seen him since.
Yeah. That's cool.
It was definitely quite the, you know, the relationship. God, one time we got in such a bad fight because my fucking friends, they were so brutal on him, man, for real. Like thinking about it now, I'm just like, God, they really put him through the ringer, this guy. So one time I had pneumonia and I didn't go to school for a week. And I remember like really missing everybody, missing all my friends. Can't wait to get back to school. And the day before I was supposed to go back, I got a text from Narelle, like pissed off. Like, I heard that you don't like my red sweatshirt.
Shut up.
And I had been talking shit about his red sweatshirt behind the scenes for like months. I was like telling my friends it smells, it's dirty all the time. It always smells like his dog and he wears the same one every day. And red's my least favorite color. So I was like really not into the sweatshirt and he wore it every day. But they decided to tell him that without even like consulting me first. They like wrote him a note. Was like, Kendall doesn't want that sweatshirt on you anymore.
Take that shit off and burn it.
Dude, he was so, I was like, oh my God. They were so, he was so pissed. He like wrote this whole thing. If I'm not good enough for you, my clothes shouldn't matter, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, you're right. I'm fucking sorry. Like, that was like, me.
I don't know what to say.
And yeah, my friends did. They were like up his ass, man. God.
Oh my God.
They really were. Like looking back, he was constantly stressed out about like making sure he like put his like the hand holding. Each stage of everything was like such a big deal. It's a lot of stress. It's like so early to be having all that stress. Like I really just hope my kids don't. Which I'm sure they will, and I'm not going to like boss them around or whatever. But I wish I had just like not had. I mean, I guess these experiences are good, but just like to stress out about these things at such a young age, I feel like I should have just been like fucking around with my friends.
Totally.
I was so worried about getting my kiss and my boyfriend.
Oh yeah. Then again, it's like, I don't know. It's kind of funny. It's like makes you who you are. It's like,
no, it does. It shapes your life for sure.
I think it's like nostalgic as fuck.
It is. It totally is.
I will never forget my first, like on, I picture it perfectly, exactly where I was.
Me too.
Looking at him, like it's literally like I was there yesterday.
I can almost get the feeling still. Yeah, if I remember it.
100%.
That stuff's so exciting.
It is.
Just like, oh.
You finally, it's like this butterflies. Little, like, sliver of like independence and adulthood. And it's like, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, you know, you see your parents kiss and like you know that that's like a thing. And then like you experience yourself and you're like, wow.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Yeah, so exciting. Special.
Yeah, it really was.
Oh my God.
I don't know. I'm surprised that when me and him broke up that I wasn't more like devastated, because the rest of my relationships, when they ended, I was like so...
Really?
Like for a long periods of time, like some of the high school relationships took me really long time to get over. I wasted a lot of time like being sad. And that's why I say like, I wish I just didn't like stress out as much as I did or like thinking that that guy was the one and only, you know, and just I wish I had more of a glimpse of the future at that point, because I did waste a lot of time being like sad or stressed or, you know, the first kiss stuff. God, went on and on for me.
I wasted a lot of time being really butthurt about like mean boys. And then my mom being like, it's just because they have a crush on you, Janelle. And I was like, what the fuck?
I know. When people would tell me that, I'm like, you know what? You're wrong. They hate me.
No, I'm like, you're literally wrong, mom. Why would they have a crush on me? They hate me. They talk about how much they hate me. Oh my God, I'll never forget. My Perrault. Sorry, Perrault. I got to call you out for a second, though. You said something that really hurt my feelings, Perrault, back in seventh grade when we broke up. Because like we broke up, Perrault and I, and it was like not a good breakup. And he was like rude to me and he was like, fuck off. And I was like, you fuck off. And so then Perrault started calling me Mosquito Bite. Perrault gave me the nickname.
Oh my God. Because of your boobs?
Yeah.
That's
obviously
terrible.
If you can't hear, if you've never looked at me, I'm part of the IBTC, but that's fine.
Yes.
But back then I was not fine with that.
Oh my, that's so mean.
And I remember my friends thought it was like funny too, because they were like, girls were mean as well. And so they were like,
that's
my God.
Young to make such a mean thing.
I know. And I remember one time we were walking in passing period and he was like, hey, what's up, Mosquito Bites? And I was like,
that's fucked up.
I almost started crying, but I was like, you know what?
I had a boyfriend in high school that did similar things to me.
Really?
I'll save it for the high school episode. Okay, but he called me names too. Nicknames.
Oh, boys were mean.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not saying girls are mean too.
Boys are
like
mean.
Like I said, I did psycho shit checking power school like a fucking nut.
I definitely did some psycho shit too, especially more in high school.
Oh,
that's when my psycho
That's when it came out.
In full engaged. Yes.
Fully engaged. Psycho status fully engaged.
I know.
Oh my God, that's so funny.
No.
Damn. Yeah. Really hurt my feelings though. Never forget that. Mosquito bites.
That you is brutal. That really is. That's
kids
so
are
mean.
Brutal back then.
Oh yeah, and it always stays in your head forever.
Totally,
it really does. Yeah, I don't think me and Narold ever had any like horrible exchanges like that.
That's good. Yeah,
I think maybe if anything, we like talked shit about each other to other people.
Oh yeah, yeah,
things
yeah.
like that. But
sure.
Yeah, I don't think he ever like called me anything. God, that's brutal.
Yeah, I mean, I guess that was like some of the worst of it I can remember. So I guess it's not that bad. But
so you know, how did it end with him? Or Harold. You were on Harold, the Harold
oh,
era.
Sorry, Harold. Yeah, Harold and I, Harold broke my heart fully.
Broke it.
Harold just, that was my first real heartbreak was Harold. Because I was like deeply in love with Harold. Like I fucking was obsessed with this kid.
Yeah,
like,
you were really, for a minute there.
Really in love with him. Mm-hmm. And I flew out, like I said, and we like hung out. And then like afterwards, like a few months later, things just started getting a little weird and he like wouldn't talk to me the same wouldn't flirt back with me and like wouldn't say I love you back all of a sudden. And I was like,
another woman.
No. I think he just wanted to be a single bro. Just kidding. It was over the phone because we weren't in person.
Yeah.
And
is he going to fly out to Denver?
Yeah, I was trying to think if he texted me. No, I don't think he texted me. I'm pretty sure he called me. And I kind of like knew it was coming, but I didn't want to like admit it, you know? But I like knew it was coming.
Yeah,
and he like told me, I was like, I love you. And he was like, yeah, I just don't feel the same about that anymore or something. And I was like, oh, fuck. And I remember like he told me it was over or whatever.
Boys are so bad at breaking up with girls.
He was like, yeah. And I remember I was like, I love you. You're just such a Harold. I like said his real name. And then he was like, yep, that's my name. And I was like, oh no.
Dude, I had a guy break up with me in high school and he literally, I'll never forget his starting words where it was like, so you're real beautiful and all, but
he broke up with me right after that.
But this isn't working.
Oh,
you're a
God.
Psycho bitch. Oh yeah.
Shit.
High school is when I really started getting going. I'm trying to think of how many boyfriends I had in high school. I had quite a few.
Yeah, let us know if you want us to tell the high school stories
all the way up to
our current boys, because our current men, I should say, because it's some fucking good shit. We got some good stories for sure.
And then we can get the guys on
to
talk just about I mean, so many different things. Yeah. We could do like relationship advice mm-hmm. with them. We're happy to bring them on the show just to like talk through, like tell some stories. Yeah. And mm-hmm. oh yeah, I've got plenty. Josh and I've got a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah. Plenty of stuff has happened over the past 10 years.
We did. Yeah. God, meeting John. It's crazy. Yeah. I we need a whole episode
yeah,
on that.
Yeah. You met John.
I met John in 2009. So
that's sophomore year of high school.
Freshman year.
That's so young. Beginning.
Yeah.
Yeah. We I met Josh senior I was year, but.
I just turned 15 when I met him. Yep.
Wow. That's wild.
It is wild. But yeah, I had boyfriends like between that and stuff and heartbreaks. I was a heartbreaker. It was all, oh, yeah. mm-hmm. all the above.
I normally got my heart broken. I was normally not the one to break hearts.
Yeah. I only broke one heart, I think.
I think otherwise, I only broke
it was
one
me
too.
That was crying at night.
Me too. Would you ever like just have your like little iPod in bed and like cry? Yeah.
Oh my God. Sad I would songs. Like have like, you know, when you are young, when you listen to music, you like put yourself, like you pretend you're like you're in the movie. I would like,
oh yes.
Look out the, you know, window of the car, like all depressed. Just oh, like yes. play my heartbreak up song. Like, oh God.
Would you ever make like a music video in your head? Kind of.
Oh, to totally. The lyrics? Oh, I yeah. would literally sometimes. Well, oh, one time when I can't remember which boy I broke up with. It was something in middle school, and I was listening to the like High School Musical soundtrack of Troy and Gabriella breaking up, and I was like, "But what about us? What about everything we've been through?" I was like, just walking on my
trust.
You know, I never wanted to hurt you. I was like running around my house, like performing as if I was Gabriella.
Yes. Oh my God, I love that. Oh,
the
That's
drama.
So funny. Oh, Jesus. That and like I used to sing the potential breakup song, which Dude. Is back.
Okay, I have a story about Harold, you guys. So when that song was like first really popular, it was when I was dating Harold, and I loved that song, and I wanted an excuse to like make him listen to it or like try to like fit it into my weird storyline that I was making up in my head. And so I was like purposely was like, "Hey Harold, like what's my birthday?" And he was like, "I don't know." And I was like,
"Okay, well, you can just listen to this song.
My it was stupid birthday."
That song is back on the top charts right now, in the top 100. Lit. It's been re-released, the explicit version, if you've not heard. Mm-hmm. Allie and AJ now say,
my
what is it?
My fucking birthday.
Yeah, my fucking birthday.
Badass bitches.
They've love it.
Come for revenge. It's
That's
great.
Amazing. Yeah. Full circle.
Full circle.
That's
for
what
sure.
they really wanted to say back then.
Absolutely.
But Disney was up
Teeny
their
Bop
ass,
said,
you know?
Hail no.
Nope.
But yeah, that's pretty much my middle school love stories, though. I had like a few other little crushes here and there, like this one kid who my stepbrother, it was like his best friend. And every time he would come over, I'd get so excited because I had like a huge crush on him. And so then we would just like flirt the whole time. It was ridiculous. But then I was like, I remember one time I texted him. I was like, "Look, I know you like me and I like you, but unfortunately, like you're younger than me and you're my brother's friend. So it's just never going to work out." And he was like, "Okay."
Now you guys like probably wouldn't even be that. You know, different in age. It's weird how yeah. the age thing is so different.
We're literally a year apart.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'm in seventh and you're in sixth grade.
Unfortunately, so you're a just... baby. I could pretty much yeah. babysit you. So sorry.
Unfortunately, you're an infant and I'm definitely a preteen. So. Oh my God.
I want to hear your guys' stories though.
Yeah.
Let us know if you have any good first kiss stories yeah. for sure.
Let us know actually if yeah. we should do a full episode like reacting to your guys' yes. cringy dating, first kiss, first boyfriend, first girlfriend, first whatever story. I want to hear it. And I feel like it'd be a really fun podcast to do a reaction
to. I think it would
to.
Too. Yeah. So if you want to, we will leave an email address in the yes. description box or a form or some type of thing mm-hmm. where you can put your story mm-hmm. and we will possibly read it.
Yeah. We'll just make like a Google form yeah. and you guys can just fill it out. And we'll
you don't even have there. To put your name. It can be anonymous.
Yeah.
Perfect. Or your first name or whatever you want.
Yes.
But yeah, I think it would be really fun to react to some of that.
Oh,
I want to hear some good
hilarious.
First kiss stories.
Oh, I'm sure people have much more entertaining. I mean, yeah. it's like we were pretty like,
yeah,
you know, not boring.
These are common.
But yeah, yeah. Very common. I want to hear some really, you know, yeah. funny ones, which I'm sure you guys have. So
yeah. And Sydney said that she might join in for the high school ones because
yes.
she didn't date any boys in middle school because she was a good girl,
she
unlike
was.
Me and Janelle.
No.
Little boy crazy too young, but
boy crazy. No.
So yeah. She's got some ones too. So maybe she'll chime in. So let us know if you guys want to see that by giving this podcast a thumbs up. It always helps us out. Yeah. Also, be sure to download the show on iTunes, Spotify. Mm-hmm. It really significantly makes a difference for us if you actually download it there. Mm-hmm. YouTube numbers just don't count. So yeah, we would really appreciate it.
Yeah.
But anything else?
I think that's it. You got anything else to say?
That's it.
All right. I guess that's it, guys. Well, thanks for joining us. We'll see you next week. We're happy to be cracking out the new year. Cracking out.
Wow.
I was going to say cranking out.
We're going to be cracking out all year, guys.
We're cracking out all of 2021. So stay tuned.
Yeah. Let us know what topics you want to see us cover this year, though. What other things are you looking for? Mm-hmm. Guests. I mean, we're hoping to be able to have guests this year. It'd be amazing.
Please. I'm manifesting guests. Okay. Yeah, that's going to be really fun. I would love that. But that's it for this week, guys. Thanks so much for watching. We'll see you on the next sesh. But until then, keep it fresh.
Military veterans and active duty service members. You could become a certified cyber warrior with just 12 weeks of training at My Computer Career. Cybersecurity specialists are in high demand, and IT pros with these skills often enjoy abundant opportunity and a great lifestyle. Protect our people, liberty, and treasured institutions from cyber threats. SkillBridge and other VA benefits are available to those who qualify. Learn more at mycomputercareer.edu/CWP. That's mycomputercareer.edu/CWP.